houses are also.
还有包括一些街道啊，一些教堂房子都是这样。
Even the music you hear in the shopping mall play Christmas music.
啊，即使在商场里播放的音乐也都是圣诞节的音乐。
Many homes would have Christmas trees or Christmas light.
很多人的家里都装上了圣诞树，装上了圣诞灯。
The businesses will try to attract the customer with Christmas sales.
商家呢也用圣诞促销的方式来吸引顾客。
Now I don't know about you.
啊，我不知道大家怎么样。
Whether you have had any exposure to the true meaning of Christmas in China or in wherever the place that you live before Canada.
在你来加拿大之前，不管你是在中国还是在其他的国家，你有没有了解过圣诞节真正的意义？
But by coming to Canada, the true meaning of Christmas may not necessarily become clearer.
不过呢，在加拿大呢，圣诞节到底意味着什么？人们并不是很清楚。
In fact, you may become even more confused about the real meaning of Christmas.
实际上呢，人们可能对圣诞节的真正的意义呢，会更加的糊涂。
Sometimes you feel like the Christmas story is like a diamond that is lost in a haystack of all the commercialism.
有的时候呢，我们会感觉到圣诞节真实的故事呢，就像是一颗钻石，迷失在了那个商业化的稻草堆中。
The stable where Jesus was born.
耶稣出生的马厩。
The humility and the poverty of the stable have been confused with the wealth and indulgence of gift giving.
这个卑微贫寒的马厩跟富有和放纵的礼物赠送呢混淆在一起。
The quietness of Bethlehem is drowned out by the noise of shopping malls.
伯利恒的宁静被淹没在商场的嘈杂声中。
The soberness of Christ's incarnation, of God's incarnation as a man, is somehow lost with the drunkenness of this season.
道成肉身的清醒跟圣诞节的醉酒狂欢而混在一起被人遗忘。
The stable, so obscure, so dirty, is confused somehow by the thought of warm house with fireplace.An opulent feasting.
那个偏僻的肮脏的马厩呢，也跟那些点着壁炉的温暖的家，还有丰盛的筵席混在了一起。
Salesman in the mall is somehow get mixed up with the shepherd that heard the proclamation of Christ's birth.
商场的销售员们跟听到宣告基督降生的牧羊人呢混为一谈。
Angels are confused with flying reindeer of Santa.
天使呢跟圣诞老人的那些会飞的驯鹿也被混在一起。
The pain of childbirth is mixed with the parties.
婴儿降生的阵痛跟节日的狂欢混在一起。
And Santa Claus really has become the focus of Christmas for most people.
对很多人来说呢，圣诞老人已经成为了圣诞节的中心。
In fact, many people have trouble confusing Santa Claus with Jesus Christ.
实际上，很多人都搞不清圣诞老人跟耶稣之间到底是什么关系。
Today, I want to bring all of us this morning to revisit the true meaning of Christmas.
今天我想跟大家一起呢，我们再次来回顾圣诞节真实的含义。
I want to do that by studying what the purpose of the coming of Jesus to this world.
我想跟大家一起来研究耶稣降生到世界他真实的目的是什么。
So I want to study focusing on a few sayings from Jesus Christ himself.
所以我们想刚开始的时候呢，我们就来集中在耶稣自己是怎么说他来的目的的。
The one who came as an infant on that first Christmas day.
他在第一个圣诞节以一个婴儿的身份来到世界。
So we will askWhat did Jesus say that he came to do?
我们或许会问说，那耶稣是怎么说？他来是做什么的？
So to answer that, I've selected a few verses what Jesus himself said why he came.
要回答这个问题呢，我们就选了几节耶稣亲口说他降世目的的经文。
So I've selected to talk about four things that Jesus said that he came to do.
我们来集中要讲一下耶稣降世的他说的四种的目的。
In John 6:38, Jesus said, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
在约翰福音六章三十八节，耶稣说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Now in this verse, first we see that Jesus is so different from each one of us here this morning.
在这些经文中，我们首先看到耶稣跟我们在座的各位非常的不一样。
Because none of us can say what Jesus said, I have come down from heaven.
因为我们没有一个人敢跟耶稣这样说，我从天上降下来。
This is an extraordinary claim.
这个宣告太奇特了。
A claim spoken either by somebody who has gone crazy, or it is a true claim.
说这话的人呢，要么是疯子，要么就是真的。
Jesus said, "He is not from this world. I have come down from heaven."
耶稣说他不是出自这个世界的。他说我从天上降下来。
He is from heaven, the place where God dwells.
他来自天上神的居所。
So although Jesus was born through Mary, a human being, Jesus is different from the rest of humanity.
虽然耶稣是通过玛利亚这个人生下来的，但是他跟全人类都不一样。
He is from heaven and has now come into our realm.
他是从天上来，来到了我们所处的这个空间。
When Jesus said he is from heaven, that means he is divine, he is God.
耶稣说他从天上来，就是说他有神性。他是神。
He is from heaven, a place that is eternal without time.
他从天上来，那是一个永恒的，没有受时间限制的世界。
And he has come into a place limited by time and space.
但是他来到了一个受时空限制的地方。
He came from a perfect place into an imperfect place.
他从一个完美的地方进入到一个不完美的地方。
He came from a holy place into a sinful place.
他从圣所进入到罪恶之地
into a place filled with sin, brokenness, a place abound with sorrow and pain.
一个充满了罪恶和破碎的地方，一个充满了悲伤和痛苦的地方。
Secondly, this was also said. Jesus said, "I came not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
第二点呢，耶稣说他来不是按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差他来者的意思行。
Jesus had a mission to fulfill.
耶稣带着使命而来。
He came because he was sent to do the will of the one who sent him.
他来因为这是差他来的那一位的旨意。
He came because there was a plan that he wanted to fulfill.
他来因为有一个计划要他实现。
So we want to ask, what was that will that Jesus came to fulfill?
那我们要问耶稣来要实现什么样子的计划呢？
What did Jesus talk about?
耶稣是怎么说的呢？
Now to do that, we need to go back way back to the very beginning.
要明白这一点呢，我们是要回到最起初。
The first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis.
回到圣经的第一卷书《创世纪》。
When God created human being, He created the first man and woman, Adam and Eve.
当神创造人类的时候，他造了第一个人啊，亚当和第一个女人夏娃。
To Adam and Eve, God made a covenant.
神跟亚当和夏娃立约。
Now you may ask, what is a covenant?
那你可能会问了，什么是约呢？
A covenant is a promise made between two parties.
约是双方的承诺。
A covenant is a strong promise bound with an oath.
约是坚固的应许，并有誓言约束。
So in the Garden of Eden, God established a covenantal relationship with His creature.
在伊甸园中，神跟他的受造之物之间建立了一种契约的关系。
Now here the covenant was not between two parties of equal power.
这里的约呢，不是在力量平等的两方之间。
This covenant was made by God between God and human.
这个约是神定的，是建立在神和人之间的。
The covenant between God who is almighty and the creatures that he has made.
是在全能的神和他创造的人之间的约。
Now in any covenant by its nature, there is a condition or conditions to the covenant.
在本质上呢，任何的契约呢，都是富有条件的。
In the first covenant between God and man, there was also a condition.
在神和人的第一个约中也同样有条件。
If human does not keep the covenant, there will be consequences.
如果人不遵守契约，就要承担后果。
You see in Genesis chapter 2, after God created the first man and human, this is what God said.
我们看到在创世纪第二章呢，神在造男造女之后，他是这样说的。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
God put Adam and Eve in the garden to work it and to keep it.
神把亚当和夏娃安置在伊甸园中，让他们修理看守。
God gave them tasks to look after the creation and to be productive.
神呢给他们任务，让他们来照顾神所造的世界。
But God also made a covenant with them.
但是神呢也跟他们立约。
This is the first covenant.
这是第一个约。
You read that you may surely eat of every tree of in the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
神对他们说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
If Adam and Eve obeyed God's command, they would live.
如果亚当和夏娃顺服了神的命令，他们就会存活。
If they eat the fruit, if they disobey, they would surely die.
如果他们吃了这个果子，他们不顺服神，他们就会死。
This is a covenant, and this is called the covenant of works.
这个约呢，我们称为行为之约。
If Adam and Eve work to obey God's command, they will be blessed.
如果亚当和夏娃他们的行为顺服了神的命令，他们就会蒙祝福。
Conversely, if they work to disobey the command, they will die.
反过来，如果他们的行为违反了神的命令，他们就必定死。
Blessing will follow obedience, and punishment will follow disobedience.
顺服带来的是祝福，而悖逆会带来惩罚。
Now, in Genesis chapter 3, we see what happened to Adam and Eve.
在创世纪第三章，我们看到亚当和夏娃都做了什么。
They listened to Satan and disobeyed God.
他们听了撒旦的话，违背了上帝。
So Satan came to Adam and Eve and tempted them to distrust God.
撒旦来到亚当和夏娃面前，引诱他们不去信任上帝。
To question God's command and to question God's goodness.
让他们质疑上帝的命令，质疑上帝的良善。
God told them not to eat a certain kind of fruit in the garden, and they did what God told them not to do.
神不让他们吃那棵树上的果子，而他们故意去做神禁止做的。
So they broke the covenant.
所以他们就破坏了这个契约。
They violated the covenant of work.
他们违反了行为之约。
Now think with me for a moment.
现在请大家跟我一起来思想一下。
When Adam and Eve took that forbidden fruit, it was not a small thing.
当亚当和夏娃吃禁果的时候呢，这件事情是非同小可的。
It was not just about the fruit itself.
这个呢，不是果子本身的问题。
But it was a violation of a covenant.
而是对一个契约的破坏。
And when the covenant was violated, there would be a consequence to that violation.
当契约被违反的时候呢，随之就会有后果。
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
你吃的日子必定死。
So as a result, death came to Adam and Eve.
所以后果就是死临到了亚当和夏娃。
This was a spiritual death and also physical death.
这个死呢，是灵命的死，也是身体的死。
Spiritual death is far more serious than physical death.
而灵命的死要比身体的死严重的太多。
Romans 6:23 also tell us the consequence of Adam and Eve's sin.
在罗马书的第五章呢，也谈到了亚当夏娃犯罪的后果。
It says the wages of sin is death.
这里说到罪的工价乃是死。
The moment human sin, the moment the covering of work was violated, ever since then, all humanity experienced death.
当人类犯罪的时候，自从行为之约被违反的时候，人类就开始经历死亡。
Death not only in physical but also spiritually.
不只是身体的死亡，还有灵命的死亡。
Humans are spiritually separated from God.
人在灵里跟神分离了。
They are spiritually dead.
他们在灵里是死的。
Now that death did not just affect the first human, but it also affect every single one of human ever since.
这个死亡呢，不仅影响到第一个人亚当，也影响到之后的每一个人。
Because everyone also sinned.
因为人人都犯了罪。
Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Not only you and I have inherited sin from our foreparents, but we also have committed sin ourselves.
你和我，我们不仅仅是从先祖继承了罪性，我们自己也犯罪。
So every single one of us, every man and woman who walks on this earth,
我们每一个人，每一个在地上行走的人都是这样。
It has violated, it has broken God's covenant of works.
人都违背了，破坏了神的行为之约。
Now, immediately after Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve hid from God.
在亚当和夏娃吃了禁果之后，随即呢，圣经就说他们立刻躲避神的面。
We see here that they no longer walk with God, but instead they were hiding from God.
我们看到他们不再与神同行，而是躲避神的面。
As a result of disobedience, the first man and woman lost their relationship with God.
因着悖逆，人类的第一个男人和女人失去了跟神的关系。
They were no longer friends with God, but they were now under God's curse.
他们不再是神的朋友。而是处在神的咒诅之下。
They were under God's judgment.
在神的审判之下。
Now the condition is true not only for Adam and Eve, it is also true for all who have come after Adam and Eve.
不只是亚当和夏娃，所有出自亚当和夏娃的人都是这样。
The whole human race fell under the curse of God, under the wrath and judgment of God.
整个人类都处在神的咒诅、神的愤怒和审判之下。
Now, I have heard someone say this.
我听过有人这样说。
They wonder if God overreacted with his punishment for Adam and Eve.
他们觉得说神这样子惩罚亚当和夏娃是不是反应过激了。
You may ask, after all, wasn't it just a fruit?
你或许会问不就是个果子吗？至于吗？
To answer this, I want to show you how severe disobedient to God is. Let me give you an illustration.
要回答这个问题哈，要认识到悖逆神是多么严重的事呢？我想给大家打个比方。
Let's suppose you do not like me, and you come to me and you spit on me.
比方说你。不喜欢我哈，你到我跟前来，朝我吐了口唾沫。
So what will happen to you?
那会发生什么事情呢？
You probably hear me scream at you.
你可能会听到我冲着你大叫。
That probably would be all.
可能也就这样。
I cannot fight you because I'm not strong. You are stronger than me.
我不会跟你打架哈，因为我力气不够大，打不过你哈。
Now what happens if you do the same thing at someone else?
那如果说你把同样的事情做在另外一个人的身上呢？
Someone who has power and respect.
是一个有权力的，受人尊敬的这样的人呢？
Let's suppose you spit at President Xi Jinping.
比方说你吐唾沫在习近平的身上。
What will happen to you?
那会发生什么事呢？
Most likely you'll be in jail for a long, long time.
很有可能你会被关到监狱里关很久的。
The same spitting, but completely different consequences.
同样是吐口水，但是这个后果呢是完全不一样的。
So it is not about the act itself, but about how important against whom you committed that act.
所以我们看不是行为本身的问题有多严重，更重要的是你是对谁做了这样的事情。
The greater the worth of the person you sin against, the greater the consequence.
你冒犯的人他越尊贵，这个结果的话就会越严重。
So when Adam and Eve did was not directed toward another human being.
我们看亚当和夏娃他们所做的事情不是冲着另外一个人做的。
It was directed toward the Almighty God, the creator of the universe.
他们是直接针对永生的上帝，这位宇宙的创造主来的。
They rebel against the Holy God.
他们背叛了神圣的上帝。
They raised their fists against God.
他们向着上帝举起了他们的拳头。
It was like they were spitting at the face of God.
就像是他们在造物主神的脸上吐口水。
When the first human had sinned against God and had broken the covenant of work, we read in Genesis 3:14-15.
当第一个人犯罪得罪神，破坏了行为之约的时候，我们在创世纪的3:14-15读到。
God says,The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. Verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子吃行走，终身吃土。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Here we see God reveal another promise in verse 15.
这里我们看到在3:15呢，神显明了另一个应许。
In this, we see another covenant.
在这一节，我们看到了另外一个约。
There will be an enmity between Satan and the seed of the woman.
撒旦的后裔和女人的后裔要彼此为仇。
And the seed, a singular term, will crush the head of serpent.
这里女人的后裔，这个后裔是单数的，哈，这个后裔她要踩碎撒旦的头。
This is the covenant of redemption, or also known as the covenant of grace.
这个我们称作是救赎之约，又叫恩典之约。
Now I chose the word carefully.
这里呢，我用词呢是非常小心的。
In this verse, God revealed a new covenant.
在这里，神显明了一个新约。
Now you must know God did not change his mind in response to Adam's sin.
我们必须知道呢，神并没有改变对亚当犯罪的反应。
God being God did not react to human failure.
神就是神，他不会因为预先不知道才临时对人犯罪做出反应。
The covenant of redemption was not a so-called backup covenant that God had after the first covenant was broken.
这个救赎之约呢，不是在第一个约被破坏之后的一个后备的约。
It was not a plan B of God.
它不是上帝的第二计划。
Because in Ephesians 1:4 and 2 Timothy 1:9 we read that this covenant of redemption or covenant of grace was God's plan before the foundation of the world.
因为我们在以弗所书1:4和提摩太后书1:19呢，就读到说这个救赎之约、恩典之约是神在创立世界之前就计划好的。
God who knows all things, he knew that the first man and woman would fall into sin.
神知道万事，他知道他所创造的第一个男人和女人会犯罪堕落。
So in Genesis 3:15, God gave us the picture.Of the covenant of grace or covenant of redemption.
所以在创世纪3:15呢，神给我们看到了恩典之约的图画。
God's promised a person, the seed of the woman, who will crush the head of Satan.
神应许一个人，这个女人的后裔，她会伤撒旦的头。
This seed is in a singular form in the Hebrew language, is referring to someone who was to come.
这个单数的后裔哈，在希伯来的原文中是说的是一个以后将要来的人。
It was referring to a person God would send.
这个指的是神将要差派来的人。
And the seed would save the people from the consequences of breaking the covenant of works.
这个后裔呢，这个人将拯救人类从破坏行为之约的后果中脱离出来。
Now we need to notice here, the covenant of grace is different from the covenant of works.
我们需要注意，这个恩典之约呢，跟行为之约呢，是不一样的。
The covenant of grace is a covenant in which God himself will be the one fulfilling it.
这个恩典之约呢，是要由神亲自来实现的约。
In verse 15, God said, I will.
在十五节呢，神说，我要叫。
The covenant of grace or redemption has only one requirement.
这个恩典之约、救赎之约呢，只有一个要求。
The requirement is that it is to be received by faith.
这个要求是人要凭着信心来接受。
Now I know this is require another sermon to expound on this, but it is enough for now to say that the requirement on humans being part is to receive this covenant of grace by faith, not by work.
好，关于这一点呢，我们至少需要用另一篇讲道来详细的阐述哈。但是目前呢，我们就说这些，我们就强调对人类这一方的要求是要凭着信心而不是行为来接受恩典之约。
Now let us go back to what Jesus said.
现在我们回到耶稣所说的话。
In John 6:38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
在约翰福音六章三十八节，耶稣说：“因为我从天上降下来，不是要照自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。”
This verse tells us that Jesus came to do the will of God the Father.
这些经文告诉我们，耶稣来是来实现父神的旨意。
What kind of will was that?
那是什么样的旨意呢？
The triune God planned it from eternity for the redemption of man.
三位一体的神在永恒的过去就计划要拯救人类。
The triune God agreed to this plan.
三而一的神认同这一计划。
And the Bible tells us the plan this way.
圣经是这样告诉我们这个计划的。
God the Father would send his son.
父神将会差派子神来。
God the Son would carry out the work of redemption.
子神将实现救赎之功。
And God the Holy Spirit would apply the result of redemption to the hearts of all men and women who receive the covenant of redemption.
而圣灵会将救赎的结果应用于所有因着信而接受救赎之约的人的心中。
So the work of salvation is the work of triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以救恩的工作是由三位一体的父神、子神和圣灵的工作。
In Matthew 5:17, Jesus said this.
在马太福音五章十七到十八节说
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
耶稣说莫想我来要废掉律法和先知我来不是要废掉乃是要成全我实在告诉你们就是到天地都废去了律法的一点一画也不能废去都要成全
Jesus came to fulfill the law of God
耶稣来成就完全神的律法
Jesus came to fulfill the covenant that God had established with Adam and Eve
他来完成神和亚当夏娃所建立的约。
So how did Jesus come and fulfill the law?
耶稣是怎样来实现呢?
We will see that Jesus fulfilled the law at least in two ways.
我们看到耶稣实现律法呢，至少是用两种方式。
First, the covenant of grace given by God in Genesis 3:15 say, there will come a seed of woman who will crush the head of the Satan.
首先我们在创世纪的三章十五节给出的恩典之约中看到女人的后裔要伤撒旦的头
And Jesus came to fulfill that
耶稣来实现了这一点
In John, in 1 John 3:8, it says, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil.
约翰一书3章8节说, 神的儿子显现出来, 为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The covenant of grace is the covenant in which God promised to perform the covenant by himself.
恩典之约呢, 是神应许, 他自己要来实施的约。
God promised to rescue the sons and daughters of Adam.
神应许要拯救亚当的子孙后代。
The first Adam brought death through his disobedience.
第一个人亚当因为悖逆神而带来了死亡。
Romans 5:12 says this, therefore just as a sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sin.
在罗马书5章12节这样说, 这就如罪是从义人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。 于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
But the Bible also speaks about a second Adam in 1 Corinthians 15:45.
但是呢，圣经在哥林多前书15章45节还说到第二个亚当。The
second Adam brought life through his obedience.
这个第二个亚当通过他的顺服带来了生命。Christ
is that perfect second Adam.
基督就是这第二个完美的亚当。
In Mark 10:45, Jesus said, For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
在马可福音10章45节，耶稣说， 因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍， 乃是要服侍人， 并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus came to give his life as a ransom.
耶稣来献上他的生命作为赎价，
As a payment for the sin of many.
来付上很多人罪的代价。
By Jesus' death on the cross, he defeated Satan and loosened the hold that Satan has on humanity.
因着耶稣在十字架上的死， 他击败了撒旦， 松开了撒旦对人类的捆绑。
In Colossians 2:15, it says this way, He, Christ, disarmed the rulers and the authority, which is Satan, and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him.
在哥罗西书2章15节说, 即将一切执政的、掌权的,就是撒旦掳来, 明显给众人看, 就仗着十字架夸胜。
In this verse, the verse before that, in verse 14, it says this, by canceling the records of death that stood against us with its legal demand, this he has set aside, nailing it to the cross.
在前面一节，在第14节这样说， 又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句， 把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
This verse speaks about a record of death that stood against us, against all humanity.
这些经文呢，讲到一个欠债的字句，我们全人类欠债的字句。
This record of death originated from the first rebellion in Genesis 3:6.
这个欠债的字句呢，来源可以追溯到创世纪3章6节人类的第一次背叛。
But this record of death or sin is also continually perpetuated daily in humans' life because we all live in sin.
但是这债务或者说这罪的字句也是持续不断的渗透在人类每天的生活当中，因为人是活在罪中。Not
only we inherited the sin from Adam and Eve, but we also have sinned ourselves.
我们不仅继承了亚当夏娃的罪行，而且我们自己也实在是犯了罪。So
what does this record of death mean?
那这个欠债的字句是什么意思呢？
You and I have record of failing to obey God.
你和我都有一个没有顺服神的记录。
Failing to live as God wants us to live.
我们没能按神想让我们生活的方式生活。
Failing to love God.
我们没有能够爱神。
This is the record of death.
这就是欠债的字句。
And Satan sees this record of death and uses it daily to accuse before God. To accuse us before God.
撒旦看到这份记录， 他就天天在神的面前， 用这个记录来控告人类。
Satan daily accuses human before the Holy God.
每一天，撒旦都在神圣的、圣洁的神面前控告人类。
So first, Jesus came to fulfill the law by fulfilling the covenant of redemption or grace.
所以首先呢，耶稣来是通过实现恩典救赎之约，成全了律法。
Second, Jesus' coming also fulfilled the demand of the covenant of work.
其次呢，耶稣来也同样的实现了行为之约的要求。
The covenant of work, which was broken by Adam and Eve, that covenant still must be fulfilled.
第一个约呢，这个行为之约由亚当和夏娃破坏了，但是这个约还是需要完成的。
And Jesus came as a man to fulfill that covenant.
耶稣成为一个人来实现了这个约。
Jesus is the second Adam. The second Adam came to fulfill the complete obedience required by God.
耶稣是第二个亚当，这第二个亚当来完成神所要求的完全的顺服。
So the second Adam fulfilled what the first Adam failed to fulfill.
所以第二个亚当来成就了第一个亚当没有能够做到的。
The second Adam fulfilled the works required by God.
他实现了神所要求的行为。
So Jesus, he represents us, fulfilled the covenant of works.
所以耶稣呢，代表我们完成了行为之约。
And by doing so, securing the blessing of God for us.For all of us who belong to Jesus.
这样做就保证了我们这些属于基督的人得到上帝的祝福。
So here we see the two covenants, the covenant of work and the covenant of grace are intertwined.
所以这里我们看到这两个约哈，这个行为之约和恩典之约呢，是相互交织在一起的。
The covenant of grace in some way does not abolish the covenant of work.
从某种意义上来说，恩典之约并没有废弃行为之约。
The purpose of the covenant of grace is to provide a savior who does the work of obedience, which is required by the covenant of works.
恩典之约的目的是有一位救主来完成行为之约所要求的对神的顺服。
Jesus accomplished the work that Adam failed to do.
耶稣成就了亚当没有完成的行为。
So through Jesus' work, God can now recognize to have kept the covenant of works.
因此呢，借着耶稣的工作，上帝现在可以认为我们遵守了行为之约。
All of us who believe in Christ receive the benefits of Christ's work.
我们所有这些相信耶稣基督的人都受到了基督行为的好处。
So in final analysis, the covenant of work is still valid.
归根结底呢，行为之约仍然有效。
We who are the recipient of covenant of grace, in fact, also receive the blessing through the fulfillment of the covenant of work.
我们这些恩典之约的受益人，实际上也是接受了透过基督实现行为之约所带来的祝福。
The only important thing to remember is this.
唯一重要的是要记住这一点。
The one who fulfilled the covenant of works is the work of Jesus Christ.
那成就行为之约的是基督的行为。
Therefore, Jesus Christ fulfilled the requirement of the covenant of works. He did that for us who believe in him.
因此，耶稣基督完成了行为之约的要求。他这样做是为了我们这些相信他的人。
I want us to read this few verses from Romans chapter 5 together.
我想请大家，我们一起来读罗马书五章的这几节的经文。好，请。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪，只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯，众人都死了。何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王。何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的， 岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做工吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
Allow me to repeat what we have heard so far, because it is so important.
请允许我再次重复一下我们之前所讲的，因为这实在太重要了。
So how are the two covenants, the covenant of work and the covenant of redemption, fulfilled by Christ?
这两个约哈，行为之约和恩典之约，是如何由基督来实现的呢？
Christ came to fulfill both the covenant of work and the covenant of grace.
基督来同时实现了行为之约和恩典之约。
Fulfilling the covenant of works by performing the work of perfect obedience.
他通过完全的顺服而实现了行为之约。
Jesus lived a perfect life.
耶稣过着完全无罪的生活。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says that Jesus does not have a sin.
哥林多后书五章二十一节说耶稣是无罪的。
Christ's perfect life fulfilled the covenant of works in that he obeyed the Father perfectly.
基督完全的顺服天父，他用完美的生活实现了行为之约。
Christ also fulfilled the covenant of redemption or grace.
基督呢，同样也实现了救赎之约或者恩典之约。
The covenant of grace is the covenant in which God promised that salvation will be provided by God.
恩典之约是神所应许的救恩，是由神所预备的约。
Here too, Jesus Christ's death and resurrection provided that salvation.
所以耶稣基督的死亡和复活提供了救赎。
Because Jesus paid for the sin of those who believe in him,Therefore, God can forgive the sins of the believers.
因为耶稣为信他的人的罪付上了代价，所以神可以赦免那些信他之人的罪。
Romans 3:26 says this, God can be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
罗马书三章二十六节说，好在现今显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
If God justifies sinners without someone bearing the sin, God will not be a just God.
如果神称罪人无罪，那么神就不是一个公正的神。
But because Christ, the Son of God, died to bear our sin,
然而因着神的儿子死了，担当了我们的罪。
By this, when God justifies sinners or making sinners righteous, God still maintains his justice.
因此呢，当神称罪人为义，或者是使罪人成为义的时候，神仍然保持着他的公义。
So I want to ask you this: What does Christmas mean for you today?
所以我想问大家，今天圣诞节对你来说意味着什么呢？
Luke 19:10 says, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man come to seek and to save the lost."
路加福音十九章第十节说，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
耶稣来寻找拯救失丧的人。
Who are the lost?
谁是失丧的人呢？
The lost are all who are the descendant of Adam and Eve.
就是所有亚当和夏娃的后代。
All who together with Adam and Eve have broken the covenant with God.
所有的人跟亚当和夏娃一样破坏了神的约。
All the descendants of Adam and Eve are dead as a result of breaking the covenant.
破坏这约的后果是亚当和夏娃所有的后代都死了。
So you and I are or were lost.
所以你和我，我们都是失丧的人。
To those who are lost, Jesus Christ said he came to seek and save the lost.
对于失丧的人，耶稣基督说他来寻找拯救失丧的人。
Let me see another thing of Jesus.
我们再来看另外一处耶稣的话。
In Mark 2:17, Jesus said, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I come not to call the righteous, but the sinners.
在马可福音二章十七节， 耶稣听见就对他们说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Jesus came on the first Christmas day to call sinners, to call all the lost people to himself.
在第一个圣诞节这一天，耶稣来了，他来呼召罪人，呼召所有失丧的人归向他。
John 6:51, Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
在约翰福音6:51，耶稣说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
Jesus is seeking those who are lost, those who are sinners.
耶稣在寻找失丧的罪人。
He seeks to give them eternal life.
他寻找他们，要赐给他们永恒的生命。
This life is a life without end.
这永恒的生命是没有终点的。
You see, humans are not just flesh and bone.
我们看人呢，不是只是血肉和骨头而已。
Each one of us has a soul which will live forever.
我们每一个人都有一个永恒的灵魂。
When we die, our flesh and bone decompose, but our soul will live forever.
我们死的时候，我们的肉和骨头会腐烂，但是灵魂会永远活着。
And there are only two places that the soul will go when the soul leaves their bodies.
当灵魂离开身体之后呢，只有两个去处。
Either in heaven with God or in hell with Satan forever.
要么永远跟神一起在天堂，要么永远跟撒旦一起在地狱。
In heaven, you will live for eternity.
在天堂，人要永远活着。
Without tears or sorrow,
没有眼泪和悲伤。
Without sickness or loss,
没有疾病和失丧。
In the fullness of joy and fullness of love,
而是充满了喜乐，充满了爱。
In the presence of God, forever,
永永远远和神在一起。
And you will receive a new body,
我们也会收到一个全新的身体。
The other place is called hell.
另外一个地方呢，是地狱。
The soul in hell will be in torment together with Satan.
地狱里的灵魂会和撒旦在一起，永远受痛苦。
Where one soul will live forever without God.
这个灵魂将会永永远远的与神分离。
Let me repeat again here.
让我再重复一次。
All of us are descended of Adam and Eve have broken the covenant with God.
我们所有的人，所有亚当和夏娃的后代都破坏了跟神的约。
And there is a consequence of breaking that covenant.
破坏这约有严重的后果。
Jesus came to bear the consequence of breaking this covenant with God.
耶稣来承担了破坏这个约所带来的后果。
If Jesus bears it for you, your soul will go to heaven.
如果耶稣为你承担了这个后果，你的灵魂就会上天堂。
But if you refuse what Jesus has done for you, you yourself will bear the consequences.
但是如果你拒绝接受耶稣为你所做的，你就要自己承担这个后果。
In Luke 4:18, it says this way.
在路加福音4:18这样说。
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, so to set at liberty those who are oppressed."
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
Jesus came to save men and women who placed their faith in Him.
耶稣来拯救那些相信他的人。
He also bring healing to the brokenhearted.
他同样来医治伤心的人。
We are all broken, broken in ourselves, in our family, in our relationship, in broken in many ways.
我们都是破碎的，我们自己是破碎的，我们的家庭，我们的关系，在很多的方面，我们都是破碎的。
So when Jesus saved those who trust in Him, He also provided comfort and healing and help to all the brokenness we experience in this life.
耶稣来拯救那些相信他的人，他也在我们今生所经历的所有的破碎当中来安慰、医治并帮助我们。
John 4:13-14 says this.
在约翰福音四章十三到十四节这样说。
Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Jesus came to meet the deepest need in our soul.
耶稣来满足我们灵魂深处的需要。
He is the one who truly can satisfy our soul.
他是唯一的那一位能够真正让我们的灵魂得到满足的。
No amount of money, pleasure, or entertainment will ever satisfy the deepest longing of our hearts.
再多的金钱、享受和娱乐都没有办法满足我们心灵最深处的需要。
I'm sure you have been to holidays that you dream so much about.
我相信大家也都去过你梦寐以求的这个度假旅行。
You planned for the trip long ago.
你很久以前就开始为这次旅行计划。
And you really look forward to all the fun in the trip.
你非常期待在这个旅行当中那些好玩的事情。
And all the people that you are going to meet.
所有那些你要遇见的人。
And what happened when the holiday comes and once it's over?
那假期真的来了，然后又过去了，又怎么样呢？
You feel a feeling of disappointment.
你的心里会有一种失望的感觉。
I'm sure you have experienced that.
我相信大家多多少少都经历过。
The holiday did not deliver all the fun that you thought you would have.
这次的度假并没有给你带来你所期待的快乐。
Nothing truly satisfies in this life other than the one who can truly satisfy your soul.
除了这位能够满足你心的神之外，没有什么能带来真正的满足。
Our Savior, the one who created us, the one who saved us from sin, can truly satisfy our deepest soul.
只有我们的救主。创造我们的这位神，拯救我们脱离罪的神，能真真正正满足我们心灵深处的需要。
In John 5:22, Jesus said, "For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son."
在约翰福音五章二十二节说，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
And in John 9:39, Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind."
在九章三十九节，耶稣说，我为审判到这个世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
Jesus will ultimately be the judge.
耶稣将是最终的审判官。
The judge of all men and women who ever live.
他是世上所有男人和女人的法官。
He is going to be the judge of all of us here.
他将要审判我们每一个人。
So what are you going to do this Christmas?
所以今年的圣诞节你要怎么做呢？
For many, ironically, Christmas time is the stressful time.
很讽刺的一点哈，圣诞节对于很多人来说呢是非常有压力的。
People are stressed about what to get for present.
人们为将收到什么样的礼物而感到很大的压力。
So I want to encourage you today.
今天我想鼓励你。
Forget about all that the world is busy about.
忘记世界在为什么忙吧。
Christmas is a time of reminder.
圣诞节是一个提醒。
A reminder that you are not alone.
他提醒我们，我们并不孤单。
Jesus Christ has come.
耶稣基督已经来到。
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
他是以马内利，神与我们同在。
He loves you.
他爱你。
God offers us salvation freely.
神把救恩白白地赐给我们。
Free to us, but it costs everything to Christ.
这白白的救恩让基督付上了最高的代价。
So what are you going to do with Jesus' sacrifice on the cross?
那我们要怎么去对待耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的牺牲呢？
Have you accepted the gift of forgiveness and the gift of eternal life he came to provide?
你是否已经接受了耶稣来给我们的赦免的礼物，永生的礼物呢？
Each one of us is going to stand before God one day.
我们每一个人有一天都要站在神的面前。
To people on one side, God will turn and say this.
我们死去的那个时候呢，神会对站在一边的人说
：“Your sin are forgiven because your sin have been paid in full。”
你的罪赦免了，因为你的罪价已经被完全付清了。
And then God will turn to the other side。
然后神会转向另外一边的人说
：“God will say your sin are still on you, and you have to pay for your sin。”
神会说你的罪还在你的身上，你得为你的罪付上代价。
Those who have trusted in Christ, their sin has been paid by Christ.
对于信靠基督的人，他们的罪价已经由基督付过了。
But to those who refuse Christ, they have to pay for their own sin.
而对于拒绝接受耶稣的人，他们要付上自己的罪价。
That means they have to be separate from God forever.
这就意味着永远要跟神隔绝。
So 2,000 years ago, God clothed Himself in human flesh.
所以2000年前，神亲自成为肉身。
He came as a baby.
他成为一个婴孩。
A baby who grew up to fulfill the promise of God the Father made a long time ago.
这个婴孩长大以后，成就了父神久远之前的应许。
He was condemned to die on the ugly cross.
他被钉死在丑陋的十字架上。
And who did he willingly do that for?
他是为谁这样做呢？
He did not die for his own sin because he was without sin.
他不是为自己的罪而死，因为他是无罪的。
Jesus did that for you and for me.
耶稣这样做是为了你和我。
So today, if you are here and you hear his voice,
如果今天你在这里，你听见他的声音。
The opportunity is now. The decision you have to make is today while you are still alive.
机会就在现在，你今天就必须要做出决定。
When you hear what Jesus came to offer, you have to decide today.
当你听到耶稣来带来了什么，你必须做出决定。
To believe him or to reject him.
是相信他，还是拒绝他？
Let us pray.
我们来祷。
Holy God,
圣洁的神啊,
the Most High God without comparison,
你是至高的神，无可比拟。
We marvel at your infinite grace.
我们惊叹你无比的恩典。
You are the God who saves sinners.
你是拯救罪人的神。
You sent God the Son many years ago so that men and women can be forgiven and have eternal life with you.
多年前你差派你的儿子来使人得赦免能够与你在天上享受永生
Open many hearts today
求你今天打开多人的心
Stop to receive your gift for the first time
让没有认识你的接受你所赐的礼物
And to some so that we would love you more and more each day
对已经认识你的每天爱你更
In the precious name of Christ who came as a baby that first Christmas.
我们奉在第一个圣诞节降生为婴儿的耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢赵淑华所给我们带来的分享。主耶稣是为你、为我而来，这是神赐给我们最宝贵的礼物。希望每一个弟兄姐妹、每一位在座的朋友都得到了这份礼物。信靠主耶稣，就是我们一生最美好的祝福。我也愿。每一位都得到了这个祝福，请大家起立，让我们一同来唱这首回应诗歌，起来崇拜，让我们一生跟随主耶稣，赞美他永不停歇。
起来 中心圣徒，大家喜乐盈盈，起来一起来，大家唱我的歌，为朝见声音，天使君王降生，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主耶稣基督，给世人欢歌唱，颂赞喜乐洋洋，光阴中天君都来高声颂扬，在至高之处荣耀归于真神，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主耶稣基督，我忠心全功和救主今日降生，荣耀中荣耀全归于主神明，啊，在不真道在肉身中显明，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主
耶稣。我们来为我们的奉献祷告。主啊，你说让财主进天堂比让骆驼穿过针眼还难。主啊，我们知道当我们捂紧钱袋子的时候，我们就离你越来越远。主啊，你让我们献上自己，乃是让我们献上自己的一切。主啊，你也让我们，也让我们知道，你让我们奉献自己所得的十分之一，归到天上的库中。主啊，当我们在奉献的时候，你让我们知道，我们的奉献乃是出于对你的敬拜。主啊，我们愿意奉上自己，更愿意奉上自己的钱财。主啊，你让我们通过钱财的奉献，也让我们在福音的侍奉上面有自己能够承担的份。主啊，就求你让我们每个人都能够有奉献的心，让我们在奉献的时候都能够想到，这是为了纪念你，这是为了你的约。主啊，就让我们每一个人都打开自己的心，让我们在奉献的时候都能够不纠结不犹豫，让我们全然的将自己献给你。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们的教会在门口，大家可以请坐。我们的教会在门口的右手边有一个奉献箱，大家可以通过奉献箱进行奉献，然后在奉献箱边上也可以添一个表，那个表是一个预售权的扣款的一个表，这样的话就可以定期扣款，就避免自己忘掉。好，那今天有没有第一次来到我们中间的新朋友，能够介绍一下自己？先从我的左手边开始，我们有没有今天第一次来到我们中间的朋友？有吗？那在我的右手边有没有今天第一次来的朋友？
哦，大家好，然后我叫孙小菊，来自那个上海，然后我来加拿大只有几天时间。对，
好，欢迎欢迎，
谢谢谢谢。
我们
然后也非常高兴 认识大家，参加这个活动。
谢谢你，谢谢你，也欢迎你常来，希望这里能成为你的家。
哦，谢谢谢谢。还有我非常感谢那个叫什么，对，莉莉亚，对，也是他引荐我过来的。
感谢主，感谢主。
好，谢谢。
好，谢谢您。我们叫我们同工会给您一个小表格，您可以留一下您的联系方式。
好的，好的。
好，谢谢。还有第一次来到我们中间的朋友吗？还有是吧？介绍一下自己吗？没关系，让我们认识一下你。那好，那在我们敬拜结束之后，在礼堂后面的这个小房间，我们有一些茶点为新朋友预备的，然后也预备了小礼物，希望可以在结束之后能跟各位新朋友有更深入的交流。那接下来是家事报告时间，12月24日晚6:30，英文堂将举办平安夜中英文堂联合崇拜活动。请大家邀请朋友一起来纪念救主的降生，在24号，就是平安夜的那天晚上6:30，在楼下的大礼堂。第二件事是第二期 Home Base 定于明年1月8日到2月19日每周三晚上活动，面向1到5年级的学生，可以在教会的网上报名。信息也可以在教会的网站上看到。今天聚会结束后，英文堂继续在1楼为林肯路青年厄瓜多尔短宣之旅募资，可以通过购买教会定制的茶杯或奉献20元来支持此项事工。教会邻居 YW 福利机构捐赠食物的活动截止到12月22号，食物的详情见后面的海报。那在这个食物捐赠活动就在楼下大礼堂的边上会看到有几个木桶，我看里面已经有好多食物。那可以什么样的食物是可以被接受的，可以看后面的那个海报。2020年加东青年冬令会在2月14日到17日举行，现在已经开始报名，在后面也有一张海报介绍详细的情况。好，这些是家事报告。还有一分钟，不止一分钟，你多长时间都可以。周红还有事情要报告。
对了，就是我们教会的各个小组的叔叔阿姨们的话，还是非常有爱心，在愿意在圣诞节期间开放家庭，然后邀请一些教会的年轻人，就是包括一些学生们，还有刚毕业不久的这样年轻人，可以来参加，就是他们的这个 open house， 在家庭的这样一个聚餐的活动。大概聚餐的时间可能大概都会定在23号到31号这一段时间，所以的话就欢迎大家扫描这个二维码，然后报名参加。请大家尽快，我们应该会在下个星期的话，马明姊妹会帮我们去联系不同的家庭和这样报名的人。好，请大家扫描这个二维码参加，报名。好的，就这样。
那我们这个二维码在屏幕上，这再留个一分钟，大家要扫的赶紧扫。我们把这个码扫完以后，我们再三一扫。可以，也可以先拍一个照片，然后扫照片也可以。那我们下面是三一颂。
天上万军颂赞主名，赞美圣父。
圣灵，阿门。
请牧师做祝福祷告。
你来领受从神来的祝福。
愿天父上帝在创世之先早已确定救赎计划中的恩典和慈爱，愿因着我主耶稣基督的降生和他在十字架上为我们舍身流血而成就的救赎的恩典，愿圣灵保惠师那永远不离不弃的与我们的同在带领与帮助，与我众弟兄姊妹同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。
大家请坐，今天的主日敬拜结束，请大家默祷后散会。